Michelle and Lawrence Boyd hit a roadblock in raising 7 children when Lawrence lost his job after 17 years. They found a fixer-upper on Park Avenue for less than $10,000 near downtown Rockford a little more than 2 years ago. Michelle said it had the minimum to house her growing family.
I think what sold us the most on this house was had a new roof and new furnace. So a lot of the other fixer-uppers that you see, you have to put a new roof, and that's another easy 10 grand that we didn't have.
But it had problems, too. That's where Raymond Faribault and a team of teens from a church just outside of Pittsburgh come into the story.
It's a very old house. Steps were very old. The board plankings were coming apart. So we're replacing them. New wood, new screws, shoring things up, giving everything a proper support.
It's part of their summer mission trip to the Midwest to do repairs on low-income homes. Rockford Urban Ministries has been inviting church groups to the city for the past decade. Most of the materials for repairs come from the Jeremiah Project, a consortium of downtown churches. That's how the Boyds got their home on the list.
I opened the mail. There was an envelope in there from the Jeremiah Project. And I opened it up, and it asked if we needed anything help, that they had volunteers that were willing to come out. And you had to qualify. So I filled out the paperwork, and we were fortunate enough to qualify for it, and they've been here helping us ever since.
For Lawrence Boyd, it's a chance to see his neighborhood differently.
A couple of weeks ago, we were saying, we're just going to fix this up, we're going to rent it out, and we're going to move because we want bigger. But I think with what they're doing with Rockford, downtown Rockford, Rock River, the Riverwalk, we're right here on Park Avenue at Beatty Park. I think there's going to be a lot of changes coming in the next few years, so I think we're going to hold on to this.
The Boyds' story is one Mayor Larry Morrissey would love to tout. After 7 years in office, Morrissey wants people to view Rockford as home, not just a place to pass through.
It goes beyond, how much that I make in my job. It goes to the fact that I feel like I've got a place that is my home, that I've got deep connections to, and that I certainly believe my children will have every chance to develop a strong bond with and hopefully be able to grow here and be able to raise their own families here.
Much like the Boyds' old home on Park Avenue, sometimes potential needs to be uncovered. Recent data shows the Rockford metro area jobless rate was tied for 30th in the nation. The number of unemployed is not only the highest in the state, but also in the Midwest. Morrissey says Rockford isn't alone in dealing with those challenges. He says high on his list is revamping the public school system and ensuring students are ready for opportunities after high school. That may mean transitioning students into careers earlier on. Jack Becker, president of Rock Valley College, also believes having educational institutions in the area benefits the overall community.
We envision within a year offering a career college for students who are not directed to college, and what that would be offering them career training during their junior and senior years of high school so that they will have great job opportunities when they do get their high school diploma.
He sees an important purpose in providing educational opportunities.
Rockford's a great place to learn because we probably have too many people who don't see what their destiny is as a learned person. And so it's an exciting part of our job at Rock Valley College to help people to know that they can do it, and we're here for them.
Mitchell Williams went to Guilford High School and is now a business student at Rock Valley College. Between classes, he shoots hoops with a couple of friends. He may be outgoing on the court, but keeps it brief when he talks about staying in Rockford after high school.
Because I heard it was a good school, low tuition, and a good place to start off.
For those who grew up in the city, like Mitchell Williams and the Boyds, uncovering Rockford's potential is easier for some than others. Tomorrow, we'll hear some of Rockford's oldest citizens and a new creative group trying to raise the positive profile of the city. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.